For have I not said in my word, how good and how pleasant it is for my people, those who are called by my name, those who have been called out from this world, those whom I have drawn unto myself, how good and how pleasant it is for my people to dwell in union, to dwell in unity, to dwell in unity of heart, to dwell in unity of spirit. My desire for my glory to come amongst my people, my desire is that my people have hearts that are knitted and joined to one another, joined to each other, brother and sister, sister and brother, joined together and walking together as one. For in the spirit of union, in the spirit of unity, there I will place my anointing. There I will place my presence. My desire, as I have said in times past, is I'm looking and seeking after hearts and lives of people. Hearts will be joined in union with one another, walking together as one, united in heart, united in purpose, united that my will should be done and wrought amongst my people. For my spirit, my anointing to be able to be manifest and poured out and poured into hearts and lives, my desire must be fulfilled in the hearts and lives of my people. I must have people that will not strive one against another, but they will strive together as one. Brother and sister, sister and brother, walking together in union, walking together in hearts that are knitted together as one, for the purposes of my will to be made manifest and wrought in this place. I have said it is a great, I have said it is a mighty work that I desire to make manifest in the midst of my people. The enemy of your soul will try and cause and bring division. The enemy of your soul will try to bring splinters and bring in discord into this place. But I say unto you, be on your guard. You guard against division. You must have a spirit of discernment and understand that for my purposes to be wrought, I'm looking for hearts and lives that are open to me, yielded, opened up, offered up unto my purposes, and that you will say, Lord, I desire to walk with my brother and my sister, that we will walk as one in you, that your purposes may be manifested and your anointed poured out. There are many issues that flow out of my spirit, that flow out of my anointing, and the chief one is that hearts and lives are serving me, hearts and lives desiring that my presence be poured out and made manifest. There are many issues of my spirit, and I have said how good, how pleasant it is for my people, my brethren, to dwell together in union, for it is as that anointing that flows from the head to the beard, and flows down to the garments, and flows down to the feet. This is my heart's desire, that I have a people that will desire to walk together as one, that my purposes may be made manifest, and my anointing may be poured forth and seen and manifested in the hearts and lives of people that are hungering and thirsting after my presence. Where there is a hunger, I will satisfy. Where there is a thirst, I will quench, and I'll bring it to a satisfaction. There must be in your hearts and lives that longing, saying, Lord, we need your presence. We need your anointing. We need the power that can come from you. For hearts and lives are open before me, that would be open that I can flow my presence into this place, into hearts and lives, and flow out into the hearts and lives of people who know me not, people who are strayed away from me, that I will bring again into this place and bring into union of my body, says the Lord.